Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 13th. You'll be interested to know. 42 years ago today, in 1983, the United States space probe Pioneer 10 became the first human-made object to leave the central solar system. Launched in 1972, Pioneer 10 journeyed through the vast expanse of space, crossing the orbit of Neptune, which at that time was the outermost planet. This remarkable achievement marked a significant milestone in space exploration, showcasing human ingenuity and our relentless pursuit of knowledge beyond our own celestial neighborhood. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Weights hold around 3+ feet throughout the early hours, providing excellent conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 2 to 3 mph, keeping the surface nice and smooth as the day begins. Enjoy these early conditions before the winds shift later on. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 0-foot incoming low tide when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the sideshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 3.5 feet at 12:30 a.m. with a 2.5-foot low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday features varying surf conditions, starting with clean 3 to 5 feet waves on Saturday morning, transitioning to fair conditions in the afternoon. Sunday maintains clean 4 to 6 feet surf, ideal for longboarders, but shifts to choppy later. Monday sees waist-to-chest high waves with fair morning conditions, becoming increasingly choppy as winds pick up, making it less favorable for most surfers. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 63 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:01 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 66 and a light breeze out of the south. Tonight, expect more of those cloudy conditions with a low around 61 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high near 65 and light winds from the southwest. Sunday and Monday will be partly sunny to mostly sunny with highs around 68. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a pop-up bagel business is taking a big step by opening a permanent shop in Encinitas. New Wave Bagel, known for its organic and locally sourced ingredients, has been delighting customers with its fresh sourdough bagels, bialys, schmears, and sandwiches on Sundays at Iron Smith Coffee. Co-founded by Cheryl Storms and Matt Cardwell, both experienced bakers from Wayfarer Bread in La Jolla, the shop will share space with Crossings Coffee, which will serve fresh coffee. The brick-and-mortar location will be at 312 North Coast Highway, with an opening date expected later this year. Now on to sports. In an exhilarating Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, the Edmonton Oilers rallied from a 3-goal deficit to to secure a thrilling 5-4 overtime victory against the Florida Panthers. With just 19 seconds left in regulation, Sam Reinhart tied the game, but Leon Draisaitl's overtime goal at 11-18 evened the series at 2 wins each. This marked Draisaitl's 4th overtime goal of the postseason, setting a new NHL record. Calvin Pickard, stepping in for Stuart Skinner, made 23 saves, helping the Oilers become only the 7th team in history to overcome such a deficit in the Stanley Cup Final. In local sports, tonight in Phoenix, the Padres face off against the Diamondbacks at Chase Field, kicking off Game 1 of a 3-game series. Steph Kolek takes the mound for SD with a 3.1 earned run average against Arizona's Ryne Nelson, sporting a 4.60. With temps sizzling at 105 degrees, expect a heated battle as the Friars aim to improve their 38-29 record. In top news, you may not be getting enough iron, which could significantly impact your health. A recent review published in The Lancet Haematology reports that iron deficiency affects 1 in 3 women, making it the most common nutrient deficiency globally. Iron is crucial for producing hemoglobin, supporting energy, brain development, and a healthy immune system. Many people do not consume enough iron-rich foods, and even when they do, absorption can vary. Common signs of deficiency include tiredness and pale skin. To combat this, consider incorporating more iron-rich foods into your diet and consult your doctor if you experience unusual fatigue or symptoms. In business news, Tesla's robotaxi service is set to begin a trial period in Austin, Texas, by the end of the month, utilizing Level 2 autonomous driving, which still requires human supervision. The service will operate a fleet of Tesla Model Ys, geofenced to a limited downtown area. Concerns are rising as Tesla seeks to prevent public access to trial records. With Elon Musk's previous challenges in achieving full self-driving capabilities, safety remains a significant issue. The trial will start with 10 vehicles, gradually expanding to thousands if deemed smoothly. Meanwhile, competitors like Waymo and Amazon Zoox are already testing their services. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% for the week to about $104,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $2,500. And XRP is down 5% to $2.12. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Tesla's robotaxi service is set to begin a trial period in Austin, Texas, by the end of the month, utilizing Level 2 autonomous driving, which still requires human supervision. The service will operate a fleet of Tesla Model Ys, geofenced to a limited downtown area. Concerns are rising as Tesla seeks to prevent public access to trial records. With Elon Musk's previous challenges in achieving full self-driving capabilities, safety remains a significant issue. The trial will start with 10 vehicles, gradually expanding to thousands if deemed smoothly. Meanwhile, competitors like Waymo and Amazon Zoox are already testing their services. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% for the week to about $104,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over 2,500. And XRP is down 5% to $2.12. And in entertainment news, a significant battle is unfolding as Disney and Universal have sued Midjourney, an emerging artificial intelligence startup, for copyright infringement. This marks the first major lawsuit of its kind, targeting the use of studios' intellectual property to train AI models. The lawsuit claims Midjourney is exploiting Disney's and Universal's creative work through unauthorized image generation. This moment reflects heightened tensions between legacy media and AI firms as Hollywood seeks compensation in a rapidly evolving digital landscape. Experts suggest this action could redefine expectations for non-AI platforms and the future of content creation in the entertainment industry. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas Jefferson. And he said, "I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.